'Twas on the Belfast mountains I heard the maid complain. She vexed the savage June evening with her heart a broken strain, saying, "Woe is me, life's anguish is more than I can dree, since in her age I, my cracken died on the gallows tree." At Donegore he proudly rode and wore a suit of green, and proud though vain a tantrum his sword flashed lightning keen. And when by his spies surrounded his band to Slemish fled, he came into the cave hill to rest a weary head. I watched for him each night long as in our cot he slept, at daybreak in the heather to my carriage support we crept. News came from Greeny Castle that a good ship anchored nigh, and down by yon we found him we meant to say goodbye. He said, "My love, be cheerful, for tears and fears are vain." He said, "My love, be hopeful, for our land will rise again." He kissed me ever fondly, kissed me three times o'er, saying, "Death shall never part us, my love, forevermore." That night I climbed the cape hill and watched till morning blazed, and when the fires had kindled across the loch I gazed, I saw an English tender, a tanker of a Yarmile, but alas, no good ship bore him away to France's Isle. Twice that night a tramping came from the old shore road. 'Twas Ellis and his yeoman, McNibbluck, with them strode. My father home returning, the doleful story told. "Alas," he says, "young Harry Jay, for £50 a soul." "Ah, is it true?" I asked her. "Oh, it is true," she said. "This is the heart that loved him and nursed his gory head, and every night, pale bleeding, his ghost comes to my side. My Harry, my dead Harry, comes for his promised bride." And now on the Belfast mountains a fair maid's voice is still, and in a grave they laid her high o'er Carnarvonny Hill. And the sad wail beneath her chant a requiem for the dead, and the rebel whines, "Shrieks freedom above her weary."